High Court ruling on climate change rules. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. In its final day of the session, the Supreme Court today rejected a Biden administration policy allowing the Environmental Protection Agency to set carbon emission standards.
In a 6-3 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court agrees with the state of West Virginia that the Environmental Protection Agency cannot inflict such drastic emissions caps on power plants that it pushes energy producers away from coal fuel.
Fox's Eben Brown. The Supreme Court also ruling in favor of a Biden administration plan to phase out the Trump-era immigration policy that required asylum seekers to remain in Mexico while their cases were processed. After the Supreme Court ended its current session today, Justice Stephen Breyer's retirement took effect. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson was then sworn in to take his vacancy, becoming the first black woman to sit on the nation's highest courts. A new poll shows about half of Americans think former President Trump should face charges for the January 6th violence at the U.S. Capitol.
According to a new Associated Press NORC Center poll, which finds 58% say Trump bears a great deal or quite a bit of responsibility for what happened at the Capitol. 48% surveyed say he could be held culpable. 31% say he should not be charged. The views break down along party lines, with 86% of Democrats versus 10% of Republicans saying the former president should be charged with a crime.
Fox's Lillian Wu. The FDA today telling COVID-19 vaccine makers that any booster shots tweaked for the fall will have to add protections against the newest Omicron variants. Scientists say the combination approach, which would allow the boosters to retain the benefits of the original vaccine while adding to its breadth of protection, is similar to vaccine strategy adjusting annual flu shots to combat strains that are currently circulating. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Supreme Court has vacated an injunction on an Arizona abortion law after overturning Roe v. Wade.
Several states are now in legal fights over their abortion trigger laws that were set to take effect after the court overturned Roe. In Arizona, there's a debate over which abortion law will take effect, and Arizona's Attorney General Mark Brnovich says he wants a law that bans all abortions except to save the mother's life that is more than a century old to take effect. And some attorneys say it would supersede a different law Governor Ducey signed that bans abortions after 15 weeks. In the meantime, the Supreme Court vacated an injunction on Arizona's Reason Law, which said one cannot have an abortion due to a fetus's genetic abnormality. That case fell under Justice Elena Kagan's jurisdiction. She sent the case back to the district court. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
President Biden says he would support an exception to the Senate filibuster to protect access to abortion after the Supreme Court overturned federal abortion protections. At least two Democratic senators do not want to change the filibuster rule, closing off such an avenue to address the procedure. Missouri approves a voter ID requirement among a series of election law changes.
Voters in the Show Me State will have to show photo ID to cast a ballot in November. The measure was signed by Republican Governor Parson on Wednesday. The new Missouri election law will also open a 2-week window for people to cast absentee ballots in person without needing to cite a reason why they can't vote on Election Day. That's a provision pushed by Democrats as a compromise for not attempting to block the photo ID requirement. In addition, there's a ban on the use of those controversial drop boxes for absentee ballots. 17 other states have voter photo ID laws on the books. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Slightly fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. Applications for jobless aid dipped 2,000 last week, leveling off at 231,000. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.